Well, let's do it.
It's the Real Country Flashback, KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
Flashback on a Monday morning, presented by Diesel Works, the diesel shop that stands behind our first responders. Well, back on this date in 2005, as we mentioned and why we love today, certainly something we didn't love seeing. 2005, we lost the great Chris Ledoux. During his career, Chris Ledoux recorded 36 albums, most of those self-released. We'll dive into that. But he did sell a ton, more than 6 million copies in the U.S., nominated for a Grammy throughout his career, and the ACM Music Pioneer Award. But Chris Ledoux lost him on this date, 05, the Biloxi, Mississippi kid. Although, man, he was about as Texan in spirit as anybody could be. He also had quite the LinkedIn. Singer, songwriter, bronze sculptor. He was really good at that, by the way.
My goodness.
And, of course, rodeo champion during that career.
Yeah.
Man, he earned it, too. He truly lived the life he sang about in his songs. He got his first guitar, age of 15, and began performing songs while he was on the rodeo circuit to help cover his expenses. He recorded his first album, Chris Ledoux, in 1972. And he even actually started his own recording company, American Cowboy Songs. And he gained notoriety on the rodeo circuit by being good, but also selling tapes of his songs and albums out of his old pickup truck. And that's really how he was doing. He did 22 albums before he ever got a major recording contract. That finally happened in 1991, thanks to Capitol Records. And then released his first, quote, mainstream national album, The Great Western Underground. His Billy Bob's concerts were of legend. And a big reason why, Chris Ledoux, because he would get up there, and there was pyrotechnics. And then, of course, famously, the mechanical bull on the side of the stage, in which he would ride during that. And man, that was just, there's nothing like it. People would get on their feet and then stand. No chair was used for like 2 hours. It was just nothing like it. And he actually started a lot of that because he was incredibly nervous performing in front of people. So he figured, well, the more flashbang and boom pals I can do.
Go with what you know. It's kind of exactly. Like you bringing the Will It Float tank when you're in public.
It worked. And it was at one show in particular that a pre-famous Garth Brooks was in the audience. And he was just enthralled and enraptured with the whole thing. And according to even Garth's words, I stole my whole act on stage from Chris Ledoux. Well, in 1998, Garth did repay Chris with a pretty big nod in his first ever single.
Worn out tape, Chris Ledoux.
And that's
lonely women
changed
and bad dudes.
Everything for Chris Ledoux right there. First of all, it got us all saying, who's Chris Ledoux?
Yeah.
And then once we found him, man, we loved him. It's hard to believe that 21 years ago we lost him, but Ledoux's legend forever lives. God bless Chris Ledoux.
Well, there's always been groups of people that never could see eye to eye. But I always thought if they ever had a chance to sit down and talk face to face, they might realize they got a lot in common.